He's a real underrated coach. He's always been great with quarterbacks. I don't know why more people kind of haven't held him in higher esteem. One of the things is he's not a self-promoter. You know, he's not a politician. And I love guys who move up in this league and never try to move up. Usually there are a lot of guys who move up in this league and have no business doing it. He's one of those guys who just never tries. He'll fit in perfectly with Gus and that entire crew and with a guy like Bortles. You kind of look at his track record, what he's done with a lot of quarterbacks in the past, and for some reason he's just, you know, hasn't gotten the credit that he deserves.
Jaguars were young on offense last year, but you can kind of see the pieces in place. What do you think about the project that they put together?
You know, man, those two guys together, you got to have this. When you're GM and head coach, spend more time with each other than you do your own family and your own wife. You know what I mean? So you got to, if you have a couple that don't seem like they need therapy, that's a really good start. And these guys don't need couples therapy. You know, obviously they work really well together. And I was just, telling your owner over here, it's just a matter of time before this team explodes. And once they kind of break out of that mold, is going to be for a long, long time.
Are you the prophet, the only guy that sees that, or do people around the league see this as a team that's coming?
No, I think a lot of people see your head coach and GM as a duo that are going to get this team to do the right thing. So I think they're almost kind of waiting. They realize there was so much work to do. They were so far behind the eight ball there. And there still is a lot of work to do, obviously. But, you know, you're going to have a good young team for a long time. And, you know, the great thing about Gus is the sky could fall, and he'll still find a reason why that's okay. You know what I mean? I've never seen a guy, it's not glass half full, it's glass, you know, 99 hundredths full.
Do you spar with Mercedes, and do you ever get a shot in with those long arms?
Yeah, we wrestle constantly. We do a lot of kicking here and there. And see, when you have long arms like that, when you got a little short guy like me, if you're inside, he's screwed. He's got to make sure he's on the outside. I'll never let him get to the outside. Are you kidding me? Look at the size of that dude. He could fight tomorrow, though, if he wanted to. His kicks in our gym are the rest of the UFC guys that are in there. They look at him and marvel. His kicks are that good, that strong. Yeah, it's really ridiculous. And I know, you know, he'll send me some times in practice somewhere he kind of gets under somebody and dumps them. And that's, you know, we do all this Greco-Roman pummeling. And, again, he and I wrestle together, and, look, I'm, you know, a little 5'7" guy, and he could actually get under me, and he's, you know, 6'7", 6'7" and a half, and he can drop on, get under me. That's pretty damn good.